Grant, what about going for two? You like that?
From the first play, Jay came in the huddle and he said, we got a long drive, but when we score, we can go for two. So in the back of my mind, I was like, what play are we going to call?
You talk about just your own return, 18 catches when you first came back.
Like I told you guys, when I first got back from my suspension, that, you know, my goals are still the same. I haven't changed them, and all of my goals is to break all the records, and, you know, I believe the record is 21-22, so I was close. But, you know, I'm out there playing for the win, and it was really personal this game because of San Diego Chargers, and I'm just happy that we got this win as a team.
You guys saw the fumble, flashing out fumble. What was going to be your mind on the field?
Actually, I thought it was a fumble, when since the Chargers returned it, you know, I was just like, man, this is game five. I'm 0-5 against them. So this is my first game ever beating the Chargers, and pretty happy.
Get under Cromartie's skin.
You know what? I thought we were buddies, but, you know, from the first play, he kind of bent my helmet back and kind of tried to, you know, I don't know what he was trying to do, and I didn't like that. So, you know, I guess that's what we get when we play against the Chargers.
Randy, do you feel like through the first 2 weeks, maybe you're the Phoenix Suns of the NFL, you can score some more, and you have a ton of guys who can do it. How dangerous can you guys become considering how potent you are so early?
Well, when you got Jay Cutler, you know, leading our offense, and you got two wideouts that can go to distance anytime, and then you got three tight ends that can go to distance, and you got a backfield that's tremendous, the sky's the limit for us.
It's a one-point game. You kick a field goal, you're in control, and throws the interception there, but Jay rallies right back and it takes you guys down. What does that say about him, just being able to put that aside?
One thing I like about Jay is if he throws 100 interceptions, it's not going to get to him. You know, we believe in him, and we know what he's capable of doing. And he just came to the sideline, and he kept his poise, and we all fed off of him. You know, usually you have guys that come to the sideline after doing something bad and put their head down and, you know, give up. But he came back in and showed everybody in the National Football League what he's capable of doing. I believe so, but you know what? It took 18 just to get the win today, and you know we got a bunch of weapons and we got a bunch of targets, and you know it just came to me today.
Brandon from Pop Warner, UCF, Denver. You ever played a game like this? The ebb and flow, the drama.
that's what football is about, you know. I believe there's some guys on the sideline that said, man, that's what we play this game for. That's what we work our tail off for, you know, in the off season, OTA days, and mini camp. So we're just excited to get this win, especially against the San Diego Chargers. And, you know, now they got to think about this until the last game of the season.
Do you think this heightens the level of the rivalry between you and the Chargers? This game?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, for years to come, you know, not just for the next game, but for years to come. Both teams are fairly young, and we're not going back down by any means.